Neogentrix, and this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and it is 12:20 a.m. How are you guys doing this morning? We are currently in the middle of the night, and like I said before, I was going to cover why sleep is important, why we even need it in the first place, and I covered part one in that podcast I did the last time. However, since then, I've started a new job and I work on the night shift. So what I'm going to cover today is night safety habits, especially if you have to work night shift by yourself. Okay? So some of the stuff to keep in mind is if you work in an office or a front counter, like say in a hotel or something, unless you absolutely have to leave and the front counter for whatever reason, it's better in your safest, in my safest opinion, your safety is a major level of concern. And as far as anyone else is considered, it's better to stay inside the building and try not to leave if at all possible. Now, granted, you may have to leave and go pour in some toilets or something in this kind of job, because most likely, often than not, at night, you're not going to have housekeeping or maintenance coming out to help you. Other said jobs would be if you work in a gas station that is 24 hours, you wouldn't go outside. I mean, unless you have to smoke a cigarette or whatnot, you always would go where there is a camera, as far away from the door as possible, of course, following your company rules. But you would go as far away from the door as you can, but within range of the camera. So if something happens or something goes wrong, it's caught on camera while you're there and clocked in. The company that you work for can't compensate you, help you, or do anything for you if there's no proof. Okay? So that's one thing to keep in mind. Next thing is next. It doesn't matter if the customer you're dealing with is pissy, mean, hard-headed, what have you, or anything. You are not allowed, and this is by every company standard, for those who don't know this, you are not allowed to be confrontational. You are not allowed to hit them. You are not allowed to yell at them. You are not allowed to do anything that not only will jeopardize your job, but will cause that person grief or make them sue the main company. Because believe you me, and I kid you not, these companies will quicker fire you than lose money over something stupid. Okay? It's different if they attack you first or they start doing stuff that causes problems. But if all they're doing is yelling, fussing, having a tantrum or whatnot, the best thing you can do is stand there and take it or call the police when they leave. You know, and that's basically all I have to say about that. So on that note, I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back with a little bit more information. So, next thing I want to talk about is if you work in a place where the doors are shut, if they naturally lock, like say select gas stations, yes, they're open 24 hours, and you do have access to buying anything that's in that store as a regular customer. That is fine and all, but if the door is naturally locked and you have to go through this little panel door just to get a person's card so that they can pay for their gas or buy something in the store, it doesn't matter who it is, it doesn't matter if it's a friend, family member, or what have you, you don't ever open that door. Reason is, you don't know who else is there other than that person that you think you know, okay? And the reason for this is to ensure your safety, okay? Everything that I'm telling you is to make sure that you're safe, okay? You don't answer the door for anybody that you don't already know that is there. You don't open the door unless it's your manager, and most often than not, they'll tell you that they're coming. They won't just randomly show up on you and say, hey, I'm here, I forgot something, can you let me in? That don't happen. It rarely ever happens, okay? I have a manager here that's always worried if I'm doing okay, but she knows I can handle myself. And she won't dare show up without letting me know ahead of time. Because more often than not, I'm going to lock the front door because I don't want anyone coming in here that doesn't need to be here. Okay? Keep that in mind. Something to keep in mind. If a police officer shows up at the door, you have to let them in no matter what. Okay? Typically, most people would do... If a police officer shows up, you typically ask them for their badge. If they can at least show you the badge and their car and can validate themselves, you let them in. If it's a group of them coming in a hurry or whatnot or something's wrong, you let them in by default, because if you, for whatever reason, obstruct them entering the building, you're just as much in trouble as whoever they're actually after. Two, if you see something suspicious, something you don't recognize, out of the norm, like people walking across the property that shouldn't be there, homeless people hanging out or whatnot, You know, if you're afraid to go outside or you just feel uncomfortable, I would recommend you call the police. Don't try to handle these things yourself. You don't know what that homeless person has on them. You don't know what they're capable of doing. Keep in mind, your safety is more important than following the guidelines of the company, and that's one of the things they would rather you do. Okay? It doesn't matter if everything is okay. It doesn't matter if you're certain that the person can't do anything. Okay? If you have, let's say you work in a hotel and you have to do your normal rounds and you walk the place. You see someone out of the ordinary that's not doing something that they're not supposed to be doing in a place they're not supposed to be. Let's use homeless people as an example, okay? Say the company policy is that they can't be there, okay? You can go kindly try to wake them up and get them to leave, especially if they're within range of a camera or something. But if you feel uncomfortable doing this, I would recommend if you have to make rounds, you keep your phone on you at all times. Okay, your phone, your radio, whatever you have. So if you see something like this, instead of trying to handle it yourself, if you feel uncomfortable, it's better that you call the non-emergency number, 911 or what have you, let them come and handle it. That way you don't have to worry about it, especially if a person has been labeled criminal trespass. Okay, so with that, I've covered a lot of the basic areas as far as working at night safety, as well as anything else. Oh, and the last thing is, don't just go wandering around by yourself. If you're going to do anything, make sure you stay within range of the cameras in the building that you work in. All right? And that just about covers the basics that I have for you on night safety as far as working at night. Okay? If I have anything else, believe you me, I will do an updated podcast to this one. Okay? Just like I did before with my relationship series podcast. Other than that, if I don't have anything else, the next podcast will be picking back up on why sleep is important. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.